Town Board Meeting, April 15th, 2020.
I don't know if the board wanted to discuss anything regarding the town board agenda or had any questions regarding, since we've got a little bit of time before the board meeting. You know, there's been a lot of information that's come out from the state. Did anybody have any questions or is there anything that anybody would like to discuss at all, since we have a fairly light board meeting agenda?
Jason, this is Rich. The only thing that under the old business is a 284 agreement. I don't know how the board feels about that, but pretty much nothing has been done. The only thing in the packet is Bob's signature on everything, just his signature, but there's nothing filled out or anything else.
Well, actually, Bob did turn that in today around noon. So the town clerk sent out an email to all board members for the 284 agreement.
Okay. All right.
So, Jason, we're done with the low staff portion of it?
Yeah, for anybody that's, from any of the fire departments, I mean, if you guys have any questions or want to ask any questions to the board, you certainly can, right now, kind of digest some of the information we went over tonight, feel free to reach out to us. But if you want, you certainly can have the floor, so to speak, right now. We've got a little bit of time before the board meeting officially kicks off, but if we don't have any discussion, I was going to roll right into the board meeting. So
I'm all good. Actually, I'm going to sign off because I've got a Boy Scout meeting to sign into next before our executive board meeting. But thank you guys for hosting this and informational. Appreciate it.
You bet. No, reach out to us. Let us know if you need anything.
I think we're good for now. Thank you very much. Take care, guys. Take care, everybody.
Take care, Ed.
You too, thanks, Ed. Thanks. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Jason, this is Dave from Patchy. You mind if I make a comment?
Always open for comments. What we do right for you?
I know Rich mentioned on the value of our LoSAP plan being at 2.61. I just want to kind of put out there that we're drawing off about $370,000 a year right now, and that doesn't partake all the firefighters that are due to retire and start collecting. So that number will go up as well. And I know the town has put in much higher contributions than in the past, and we are getting there. But there is also substantial money that comes out yearly. I don't think we're hurting. I don't think we should be scared or anything like that, but there is a lot of money that moves back and forth. It's not just $2 million and we're rich type deal. I just wanted to throw that out there that we are taking out almost $400,000 a year right now, and that doesn't partake anyone else retiring or starting to collect. Does that make sense?
I'm just making sure you were done. I didn't want to speak over you.
Yeah, no.
Those are the conversations that Brian, Josh, and myself had, for the past 3 years. There was, back just 3 years ago, there's certainly much more outgo than income. As they say, you can't go forward if you're always looking over your shoulder. So I'm not going to drum up the past. We all know, what was there and what happened there. But the strategy was with the additional contributions, obviously the much higher contributions that are going in right now, that would help offset some of that outgo, plus also provide additional funds for investment. The repositioning going on and on, certainly, let's say 3 months ago, I don't think anybody would have predicted 3 months ago that we would be in the situation that we're all living through right now on, April 15th. So, that's a downturn for some of the plan. But again, like Josh stated and Brian, we really kind of battened down the hatches and adjusted some of those things. Some of the changes in that funding was performed, let me think, roughly 5 months ago when we started seeing some of these things happening over in China. That was kind of that mindset, look to the horizon and try to plan for what's coming. And luckily the advice from Brian and Josh was accurate. And we made those changes where we didn't receive that 30 plus keep working on it. I'll keep working with Penflex. Of course, you know, like Josh and Brian stated, the actuarial side of things comes from the Penflex side of the investments. They're the ones that sent the letter to the board advising of the shortfall, you know, three years ago. And it was just a stretch, you know, that's what got us to this point now where we're trying to bolster that account. While we can't fund it at 100%. Yeah, it is something that we've been trying to take a little bit more of an aggressive strategy on as possible anyway, and try to get that account back to where it needs to be, where it could almost be, you know, self-funded. But you're right, it's a concern regarding, you know, the amount of outgo versus income, and that's something we are keeping it well. Josh and Brian, I'm keeping it close up.
I just wanted to say one other thing, Jason, was I was with you. I've been there since 2016 with Josh and Brian too. I was just trying to get the information over to Rich.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah. They've done a good, great job. They've been putting in more money on it, exactly what we needed, and it's starting to build up finally. But there is going to be more withdrawals coming out too. With that, I'll finish. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's going to be withdrawals every year of other fire companies when the men finally reach retirement age of 60 and start drawing. But we all need to know that for the last, this new administration has done an excellent job. I think of only being down 9.5% with the market being as low as it is remarkable, shows that they're doing an excellent job. And that's why I wanted to know where it was and how it was standing, because I think they've done a great job, and I think they're setting up for the long term. This program was set up for a long term. It's not a short-term program. And as long as it continues to go the way it's going, I think we're going to be in great shape.
I agree, Rich. Thank you. That's what I was going with also.
Yep, thanks, buddy.
All right, and I'm going to sign off myself, so have a good meeting, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Stay safe out there.
You too. Wash your hands.
All right. Any other comments? Anybody else want to discuss anything? If not, I'll just take a quick pause if anybody wants to say anything else. If not, then we will, we'll transition over to our board meeting.
Hey, Jason, I have a question. This is Jennifer Lukacik.
Go ahead.
Okay. The agreement to the spending of the highway funds, I looked that over because I'm not quite understanding the form. The sum that it provides typed in, the 349,000 with the 37.98 miles. What he provided for improvements, what he's suggesting for this year, doesn't add up to those two. Is the two that are there, is that what the goal is to not exceed, and that 37 miles is that of the town of Boston that we oversee?
Sorry, my computer wouldn't let me take it off of mute. The dollar amount that's there should be matching up what's in the budget. From there, the 284 agreement, I don't know if you recall that the email that I sent out a few months ago, anyway, pertaining to the 284 agreement and how it's structured, you know, any anticipated repairs should be going in there. I'll be honest, I did not get a chance to look at this. Today at noon, and I was on calls pretty much all afternoon with the state and some other entities. So I haven't gotten a chance to look at it high level. I agree with you. I don't think it matches, but I have not gotten a chance to look at it in depth. I truly have not. So my recommendation, is that before we get into the board meeting, it was going to be something else I was going to bring up, but since you beat me to it, that's just fine. If people had a chance to look at it, if the board members had a chance to look at it, and you want to move forward with this, then we can consider put a motion to the floor tonight. If you have not had ample time to review it and look it over, then my thought process is, and there's nothing wrong with it, it's just something we can decide as a board, is that we, you know, just make a motion to table it, gives us the time to review the information, you know, ask any of those, any questions to have the answers that we need, because then, again, we're all signing off that it's an agreement. It's a mutual agreement between, highway and the town board. And then we, move forward. So I guess on that note, is this something that everybody had a chance to review and take a look at, or do we need more time?
This is Kathy Selby. Jason, hi. I just want to say that I think that it's a good faith estimate of the roads and the amount of pavement that needs to be done on those roads. And I'm not sure 100% if it's going to add up exactly to the $349,000, but it's a shot at trying to identify the areas that need to be corrected and worked on. So I don't know how exact picky it has to be legally. I think it's just a good faith estimate of the road work. That's my understanding anyways.
Okay, yeah, that's Jennifer again. That's what I was asking. Is this just more of the improvements is what their wish list for this year, where they think they need to do, and the estimates, and then the sum up at the top is kind of the guideline is what I was assuming. I didn't know if Bob was on the call tonight. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Thank you.
Jason, this is Councilman Mike Curtichini. It's my understanding this document is considered a living document. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, so if we were in a situation where some of these things were weather-related delays, supply-related delays, things that were out of the control of any factor, we have the ability to amend this document throughout the year. I understand that correctly?
That's correct. Yes. Like I said, it's a mutual agreement between both parties. And until both parties sign off on and agree to it, that's it. And then any changes to the documents, once again, both parties have to come back to the table and agree to any said changes. But you are 100% correct that it is a living document.
Okay. So if we table this for another 2 weeks, what hardship does that cause on the town as far as work being done?
As far as hardships, well, right now, basically, no, expenses cannot be made without a 284 agreement in place. That was all sent out. There's opinions from the state comptroller's office, et cetera, regarding that topic. It would actually be 3 weeks because we, just the way the calendar falls, we have our next board meeting in 3 weeks. And so essentially what would happen is if we decided to table this tonight, then, the material would not be able to be ordered or procured until after that next board meeting, which presumably, it would pass. If people had the chance to look at it and want to, make them, you're comfortable with what's there, that's fine. I guess my thought process on it is that basically it was the old document taken and the new information kind of overlaid on it. Again, Bob gave us the information that we were looking for. I truthfully have not had a chance to take a look at it yet. So I got about 3 pages in, and that's about it. That's all I got this afternoon from the point I received it.
This is Kathy Selby. I would recommend to approve it because it's something better than nothing. He's got some kind of roads there with identification. I'd hate to hold up any kind of repairs. I think that would not be a good idea. That's just my thinking.
Yeah, that's where my thought was on it as well. The process to get this document, has not been an easy one, and we're all aware of that. I think this is a situation where we should, look at we don't want to delay things being repaired on, you know, on a document, I guess. I mean, it has been like pulling teeth to get this information, though.
Councilwoman Martin, I agree with the discussion. I think we shouldn't really hold up the residents any longer. I think we just approve it, and at least we have a list so Highway can be held accountable if they come to the table asking for more money beyond this document.
Okay, everybody's okay. That's fine with me. I just wanted to bring that up. That's all. A couple more things, you know, I'll cover them now versus at the board meeting. You've probably seen the email that I sent out. Cintas will be sending the town a box of washable masks, two per employee. So those will all be provided, which will comply with what we kind of knew was coming down the pike, but the governor's orders that were also out today requiring people to wear masks. So anyway, all essential personnel were supposed to be wearing masks when they're in close proximity. Social distancing could not be achieved, or if a essential employee was going to be front facing the public. So during the interim, disposable masks have been provided with the email follow-up just stating to follow CDC guidelines pertaining to the reuse of a disposable mask. And then that will no longer be an issue once those washable masks will be provided to the employees. Outside of that, again, today the governor put out the new emergency order. It takes effect in 3 days, requiring any and all New York State citizens to wear masks while out in public or where social distancing cannot be, adhered to. With that being said, multiple different municipalities, as I was speaking to some of the supervisors today, I received one call with a resident asking if the town was going to be supplying masks. The answer to that is no. But there are entities out there that are either making them. I've asked Allison to put out the CDC PDF document showing residents how to make their own. It could be a handkerchief. You can purchase material through a fabric supply store and utilize either elastic or even sometimes those elastic hair bands to, you know, have something that goes over your ears. But that is the new order going into effect in 3 days. So as of tonight at 8 o'clock, so 57 minutes from now, as of tomorrow, all town employees are required to wear face masks if they're facing the public or in close proximity to one another where social distancing cannot be adhered to.
Hey, Jason, this is Jennifer Lukacik again. I have a somewhat of an issue with people wearing coverings over their mouth and performing work. The reason why we have fit tests, pulmonary function testing, before we put on any type of dust mask or paper respirator is because it may cause the person issues with breathing where they cannot catch their breath and they have issues. Do we have people like in Highway or maybe our town laborer or cleaner that has to wear the mask while they're actually performing work where they might break a sweat? Because that's a concern of mine with all of this covering of the mouth and not knowing whether they may or may not have a breathing issue. It's just a liability. That's just the training that I've had before I provide a dust mask and or respirator to anyone.
At the town, at least under the town hall roof, there's not that many people working in that close of proximity. So as long as desks are 6 feet apart, it's not really an issue. As long as the town laborer is going, if you will, you know, think about it, kind of going office to office, whether it's cleaning or emptying recycling bins, what have you. Again, as long as it's, you know, the social distancing is adhered to, they're not required to wear a mask. It would be more for the appointment-based type scenarios where, let's say, the town clerk's office or maybe the assessor's office, has to meet with a resident, and then they would be required to wear a mask. As would actually now, based off of today's orders from the governor, as would now the resident coming in, coming up to the town hall. But again, we're trying to keep residents out of the town hall right now. That may change going forward with some of the other things that are on the horizon with the assessor's office. Sue and I have been working on some things today. It was some of my phone calls I was on the afternoon with Sue and I trying to figure some things out. But yeah, as far as highway, there's still that shift work. That's the recommendation. If there's more than more people on the shift than what was there, then they have to follow the social distancing guidelines. If they get too close, then yes, they would have to wear masks. As far as fit tests, nobody's been fit tested. That's traditionally like for an N95. That would not be applicable to a handkerchief or some of the more like the, what do they call them, the surgeon's masks. That's the disposable ones that we provided today. So anybody that's been to the dentist and had your dental hygienist or your dentist put on that cloth mask with the elastic, that's what was provided to everybody during the interim before the simple cloth masks come out from CentOS.
Right, I agree. I just want people to make sure that if they're actually exerting energy while they're covering their mouth, they may have issues. So be aware of that. That's all.
Do you have any like white papers or tech bulletins through regarding something like that?
It's all in OSHA, even Appendix D, but that's because when you're wearing a dust mask, you're sanding, grinding, you're getting it clogged, and then it might be even harder to breathe. So that's why you do pulmonary function. I don't believe that highway guys are going to be on top of each other and performing that work at this time. And if they do, they wear their dust masks anyways. At least I'd hope they do. So just thought I'd mention it.
Nope, you are the guru when it comes to safety. So I appreciate the feedback. If you have anything, I'd be happy to send it out to all, all departments and employees and just let them know. I'd much rather err on the side of caution and safety than, follow some of these orders. There's been many concerns with these orders. I won't even get into that right now, but if you have information, I'll be happy to share and pass that information along.
Will do. Thank you.
Hey, Jason, it's Mike again. Going back to that 284 agreement, can we give a conditional approval on that to move forward and start spending some of those highway funds while we have a chance to really go through in detail to make sure that it's a fixed line item for the amount of money, and it breaks down on how the money's going to be spent. Is there an opportunity to give a conditional approval on this pending further review?
As far as a conditional approval, it would be a motion made on the floor, and while we don't follow Robert's rules, it would be basically a yes or no vote. Conditions, could it be put in there? I guess it could, but again, with it being a living document, let's say, for an example, and I'm just looking at the first page, but Northside, on Northside Drive at Parkside, it says the end loop. Well, there's nothing to say that, we're getting this crazy snowstorm tonight, and let's say it gets really cold somewhere and a frost heave heaves up a pipe or does something, cracks a portion of the shoulder of the road off somewhere else. And then all of a sudden, a week from now, the highway superintendent doesn't come back to us and say, hey, I'm taking Northside Drive off and we're putting something else on because that's not a priority. That's why this is a living document. I guess at the end of the day, I do agree with what Kathy is saying. We have something that we haven't had in forever, to my knowledge. It's something. It's a start, and I think I don't know who put this together, but whoever put together certainly did quite a bit of work to put it together for us. Again, I haven't looked at it. It's a living document. I am comfortable going through with this, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
but that's
okay. But the sum of 349,000, 486,41. Like, just because we approve this doesn't mean that we're writing a blank check on anything that would exceed that. I just want to make sure I understand that correct too.
Well, in the world of budgeting, yeah, and this is the opinion of the state comptroller, and it's taught in any of the state comptroller classes, that just because the money is in a line item doesn't mean anyone should be spending that money. I mean, obviously, if they're planned and thought out expenses, you know, I'll just use, let's say, fireworks for an example. Fireworks cost the town approximately $10,000. So if you look at the celebrations account, there it is. But for highway, just because the money's there doesn't mean you have to find something to spend it all down. If you don't use it, that's where you can save that money, roll it over into the next year.
Okay.
But what happens, and it's kind of a forceful habit, and I'm not going to make this a political statement, but just stating that it's a political mindset from, and again, this training that the state comptroller says, some municipalities, what they'll do is they'll say, well, department ABC did not use the dollar amount last year, so we're going to stay there, and we're going to put that back. And if they don't have the proper conversations with the department heads, they could be shortchanging the department on their actual needs. And this is a good example for highway. You know, we don't really want to take away money from highway and from Bob's ability to do the work if
right.
This needs to be there. So I totally understand what you're telling me. I agree with you 100%. But essentially, Bob has up to that amount to utilize that money for the repair for the roads. So again, he's independently elected. I respect that, and you know, he can spend that money, and you know, it's his budget to manage. You know, the town board during budget season provides the dollar amount for each department to manage their budgets.
This is Jennifer again. The sum that Bob provided us is only 60 grand less than what the total sum is showing typed. I think that provides him a good leeway in case there is significant damage found after plows, and if we have any, you know, water issues that erodes more of the road. Performing work on the roads is just unbelievable amount of money per square foot. So I think he should be fine, and I like that this is a working document, a living document. So I think we're on the right track. So whoever did help the highway department do this, it's great. So thanks.
Okay. Anything else we want to discuss before we flip over to the board meeting?
Hi, this is Kathy Selby. Not anything super urgent, but something that came up in an agenda meeting a few months back. If you recall, there was a question about Drescher and Malecki charges on a monthly basis, anywhere from $300 to $700 a month. And I think, Jason, you weren't there. And at some point after that, I got a phone call from Tom Malecki, and he briefly explained to me what was going on. It was monthly checks, I guess, reviewing every month, bank reconciliations and journal entries ongoing. It's not contractual, it's just as needed services, which I don't know. I guess it's your comfort level, Ellie and Jason, what your comfort level is, if this is still ongoing necessary at this point. It's pretty routine bookkeeping work. I'm not sure that you still need monthly monitoring. Just, you know, my level of expertise, and it's on my radar. So I just wanted to bring that up, that I had that discussion with him, and he was certainly able and willing to back off if you guys didn't need that, or if you needed some interim assistance in that area. I'd be more than willing to come in and check it out. You can email me those, and I can keep looking at them. Certainly able to do that. My scope of responsibilities. I don't have a problem with that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that I had that discussion, and it's really, it could add up to a lot of money at the end of the service. That's all.
Jeff, this is Deputy Supervisor Rich. Don't you think that the town board needs a checks and balance from an outside individual thing, so in case something came up, that it's not me writing a check and me checking what's being done? Do you see where I'm saying? The town board is doing things, but there's nobody outside that's checking to make sure that there's checks and balances on everything. That's why I've always said it was better to have a partial board, you know, with a conservative, a Democrat, or whatever else on there than all one party, whatever, so that there's checks and balances. I know it may be, it's as needed, as you said, so it's not a monthly contractual thing, but I think it's always good, especially right now with everything going on with the government and everything else, that we should have a protective thing, because if somebody came from the town and said, hey, what's going on? Well, I checked it out. It's okay. Well, if you have an outside confirm coming in there and saying they're checking it, don't you think that makes it better?
Well, I understand that that does happen on an annual basis when you have audits. In the school district, we do not have monthly monitoring by a CPA firm to check our work. We have a separation of duties. And that's why you have different departments. It's not that hard to look over a bank reconciliation to see that everything balances. It's a matter, okay, these checks cleared, these are outstanding, the balance, it's a matter of looking it over and signing off on that bank rec. Journal entries are not very often. When you have a certain, say a bond payment, you have a journal entry, you make that journal entry and you sign off on it. In my opinion, a monthly routine thing is not something a CPA at $100 an hour should be doing. It's something internal, and at year end, that's when you have your year end review.
Okay.
Well, I can certainly answer to that. So when I came in as the supervisor, here's the mess, and there's actually a four page. I'd have to pull it out. It's been a little while since I've looked at it because it's most of it's been cleaned up. But when we came in, there were double payments. Documents were not filled out. There was no checks and balances whatsoever. I'm not going to get into it right now, but I can certainly tell you that there was a heavy lift, which is why 3 years ago, if you look at the money that the town had spent 3 years ago with Drescher and Malecki cleaning up a lot of the things that were incorrect, it's gone down a lot. And yes, it was my decision to keep her name's Kelsey to come in and review some of those things, because as when the vouchers came in, Allison inputs those, then the checks and balances is then that Ellie would go through and confirm, and then I'm the last person to sign off on it. So that's that separation. That's the checks and balances that, you know, Kathy's referring to. And I can tell you that it was something that was going to be phased out, and then we would be getting to the point of just having Drescher Malecki do the audits. You know, that the next target area I can tell you is going to be the employee records. Those need a lot of work. We need an employee manual, but on just some of the reviews and some of the other information, and we're going back many years. That I-9's other documentation was not filled out correctly, and it's something that we need to get fixed because the town could be fined for it. So, you know, again, these checks and balances and some of the expenses, are they needed? I can certainly feel pretty comfortable saying that in some cases they are. So I have no problems throttling back, Kelsey coming in and reviewing some of those things. That certainly can be something that's done. Kathy, I know. I know you said that it's something that you could do. You're certainly welcome to look at them, just like any other board member. We can certainly pursue that option as well. But again, the next focus, and once things start slowing down a little bit, hopefully with this virus, it's going to be a pretty strong focus with the HR side of things, I-9s, employee files, etc. Because I can tell you, they were not correct. I've already had Employee Benefits Consulting. It's one of the entities I've been looking at. They've looked at our files and they're not complete, and it's been that way for many years. So that's another area that we need to focus on and to get those areas where they need to be. in addition to that, accurate job descriptions and job classifications. So
I understand that's not the area I'm really talking about. I'm actually more talking about the, it says review of monthly bank recs, review of journal entries, you know, the routine bookkeeping part of it that, you know, people come in and I understand there's projects and there's areas of improvement, but the routine checks, I think, I'm sure Ellie's very competent to do that without, you know, having somebody check it. I mean, I'm sure there's other people that after a while you understand the routine, and there's Jason, there's Allison, there's a lot of people that can kind of cross check things internally. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything else about the other areas.
Again, those routine checks were put in place to, in some cases, this was one where we're also going through our capital assets, which was also another area. So that it's, again, it was outsourcing some of this work so we could focus on capital assets and have an accurate, complete inventory, which, again, did not exist beforehand. A perfect example of that is anybody can foil or request a foil for the equipment list that, you know, this is what blew up, this is what made the press, the list of inventory and the equipment of all equipment, machinery, and tools that should have been provided on an annual basis by September, I believe off the top of my head, I think it's 15th, don't quote me on the date, but I can pull up the highway law if necessary. That wasn't ever documented anywhere with the town before this town board came in. And it is what it is. So that's where I made this, and I'll admit, I made the decision to partner with Drescher and Lecky to clean a lot of that up. And yes, we did need their help. Is Ellie capable? Absolutely she is. I agree with you 100% again, Kathy. But we needed the help. We could truthfully probably have another person in there to just clean up some of these things. Because again, it's going to be another contracted service to work on some of the other tasks that we need to get the town where it needs to be.
Thank you, Jason. I understand. I totally understand the project area. That's not what I was referring to then again. So that's, I guess you're missing my point, maybe. I'm just talking about the routine stuff, the over, because according to the invoicing, it says check bank reconciliation, check journal. I'm not talking about all the projects and all the great work. I'm talking about that. That's the only thing I'm referring to at this point.
Right. That was outsourced because we had a focus on the capital assets.
Jason, it's Mike. If I could maybe present this another way, I think Kathy, what her point is that at this point we don't have a lot of that turbulence to sort through, and we are, you know, conducting an annual audit. We have people internally that are, you know, Allison's entering vouchers, you know, Ellie's, you know, cross-checking and cutting checks. You know, is that a charge that, you know, we really need to incur at this point? And could that money be directed to, you know, other areas, you know, that we could improve upon, you know, going forward? I also think what she was saying is, you know, she'd be happy to take a look at that, you know, to offer that, being her expertise is in accounting. And if somebody was, you know, also interested, if you wanted two people to do that, I would throw my hat into the ring to, you know, to do that review with Kathy. I mean, if you look at it, $300 to $700 a month, you add that up over the course of a year. I mean, that's another celebration. You know, we could use that, you know, for something else in the town that would, you know, benefit the town. I think that's her point on that just specific thing. Is that, did I present that right, Kathy? Or
yeah, no? Yes, you did. You got my point, Mike. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I understand the point. Yeah, but it's just that it should be reviewed by somebody. And again, the reason that it was, if you look back at the charges, historically speaking, those charges have come down. We had a ramp down plan. That was something that Drescher Malecki and I had discussed, and those charges have come down substantially. So yes, we're on the phase of phasing that portion out. But, you know, I guess I'll say the fact remains it should be reviewed by somebody. Can it be done internally? Absolutely, it can. Absolutely. It's just at the time with the other work that had to be taken on, it was not something that, you know, we needed to focus our efforts in other areas.
Yeah, and having lived through that, I'm aware. All right, well then, maybe what we can look at going forward is putting another check and balance in there. You know, Kathy offered, I offered, and you know, let's look at doing that, taking that off of our, off of what we pay out, and you know, and focus that on the employee files and that, you know.
Fair enough. Not a problem. All right, we got 5 minutes before the meeting kicks off. Anything else? All right, well, I guess with no comment and only 4 minutes to go now, we'll transition over to the board meeting. So, Sandy, if